We just had a question on that last run where he talks about the Kaltak and Yonat, that part.
Okay.
Just when he's talking about Rav Nachman, he says, like, Baba Salkadat after Rav Nachman. We kind of didn't really get that because we looked up that Gemara and, like, Rav Nachman isn't there.
I just don't know where you are.
It is the third line of the run.
The third line of the run?
Of the one of Vehagusha Tahadar Sudar al Mare.
Look where the word lines are.
No, he's trying to explain what Rav Nachman is thinking here in Nadara.
Right, so I guess, we understood that, but like...
So what don't you get? Do you understand what he's suggesting?
Well, this line specifically is talking about the Mishikla case. Right before that, he was talking about the Mishikla case with the cow that it ends up in the Rishu Farahim.
Right.
So I... No, yeah, this is the part we don't understand. This line, from there, when it says Hava Sakadate de Rav Nachman, until the end of that line where it says Ulechi Have Dame, that line, at least I don't understand that.
I don't see anymore. Can you just say what line
it is? I thought he was saying that.
Three lines down.
What is so Rav Nachman? When Rav Nachman says Kane Amenat Lehaknot, right? Kane. What is he... I thought that the Rama said he thinks it's immediate. That's what he thinks of Nachman thinks. And therefore he would think that the Para case that would happen in 30 days, since that's not immediate, that would not work. And then I thought it was Rav Asher and responding to that. Yeah.
But she's right.
No, course. I get that also, but
then what do you
because when okay, Dehamka Kivan de lo amar behidyad de lo likne ad dehabesu rame rabanat. Like why is he saying he didn't say it explicitly? Like what's the relevance of that?
He didn't say what explicitly. Tell me what he didn't say explicitly.
He didn't say that is it that he wasn't explicit about the fact that the Kinyan would only take effect later?
Say it again. He wasn't. He did not explicitly say what?
That.
Say it again.
That the Kinyan would only take, the effects of the Kinyan would only happen later?
So therefore what? And if he didn't say it explicitly, therefore?
Then therefore you would think it's happening now.
That's
right. It's taking effect now.
So then there's no problem.
That last line, no, but let's see have dame.
Now when it says the amar sitama command amar me afshav, let's see have dame. What is that then?
Oh. So it's, he said it's stoma, right?
Just like in general.
Meaning without specifying.
Without being specific.
Without specifics. So it's command, it's as if he had said Me'achshav, from now Ulechi Have, comma, Dami. It's like from now and when it'll be.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'll take effect now when it'll be that the grandson is a Talmud Chacham.
Right.
Dami, it is Domento.
Right.
Meaning the point is that the Kinyan is happening now.
Right. That's what Rav Nachman, and then Ravashi comes back and says, no, the Kinyan is not now. He's not trying to, the father's not giving it to his son now. He's only going to want, he only wants him to have it if the grandson is a Talmud Chacham.
And therefore it's unlike Kinyan to that.
And therefore it's called the Kinyan.
Right.
This is a sad question on this.
You know what? It's really hard for me to talk. I'm wondering if we can't just all sit in the corner. I'll sit back there too.
We can also, like, should we just push this table up to yours? And then we can just do that?
We can just come up to you.
Yeah, let's do that.
Just like you said, it's
the
dance, guys.
Yeah.
This is rough con. We're breaking all the rules right now.
This is your team.
I mean, I don't remember being
green. Last year, he made us move our desks around him, also.
Uh-oh. Usually you're stuck in and you can't get out.
I'm fine.
I can get out. I work out now. I can fit through that.
Okay. And maybe this is why the Rome wants to say that there are two sons. But if the grandson does not become a sorba mirabanan, what happens to the money and there's only one son?
Then the grandson will get it anyway.
Yeah, but what happens to that money?
I don't follow. What money?
Let's say the grandfather dies, right? And he says, I don't want my son to inherit. I made it awesome.
He didn't say that. He said, I don't want my son to have benefit from the property.
So can he the son will then sit with the property?
The son will still inherit it. He can't use it, but he could give it to any of his children.
Okay.
Talmud Chacham or not.
Okay.
That's based in Baba Kama.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was the problem that the Ran had with this Gemara, and that's why he introduced the second son.
Because it was clear what happens then.
Yeah, it's clear when you Aser Hanah on your son. It's clear from the Gemara, from the Mishnah of Baba Kama, what happens to the property.
Okay, it still goes to him even after his death.
The son will still get it. It's just that he can't use it. But he'll still have it. So what will he do with it? He'll give it to... He'll pass on to his heirs.
I feel like there's no other way to understand the Gemara. After that Nachman just said that, that's like...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't look to see if other Rishonim and do the same thing. So we're just going to follow the Ran. Anything else about the Ran? Okay. How much of the Rashba did you do?
First two paragraphs, I think it was a paragraph and a half, but where we don't know if we are correct in our understanding. Okay. Fast, we're pretty sure we're not.
I think it's the first two pages.
We have different breakup of paragraphs also. I feel like I'm in a sauna. In the gym.
Should we open another window?
Yeah, can we open them higher, maybe?
Oh.
Like, why is there no air coming in from them? It's so cold outside.
Okay. Wow, we have the door open, so it should be good.
Force
ventilation. Yeah. Okay. So. Okay, the Rashba begins by saying that the Rizid. The Raivit asked Akasha. No, what's his Kasha? Yeah, what's the Kasha, McKenna?
So when it comes to Khalifin, honestly, I had a little bit of a question on this first line. I'll say it, and then I'll say how I thought, the only way that I could understand it, and then I'll ask the question later. So since we know that a Sadeh can be acquired through Khalifin, even though we're taught that Khalifin works with Kafo Mishaveh Peruta, that shouldn't be a problem, because we also know that Shtar works for Kiddushin.
Shouldn't be a problem for what?
It shouldn't be a problem for the Gemara.
Problem for what?
For Kiddushin.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it shouldn't be a problem for Kiddushin, because we have another mechanism of Kiddushin, Shtar, which also works with, even though the Shtar is Kafo Mishaveh Peruta. So why is the fact that the Khalifin is Pachot Mishaveh Peruta, why is that the problem? Because that's not a problem with Shtar Kiddushin.
Okay,
wait, can I say my question on this, though?
Okay.
Why does he say, Kevan Gavrinan mi Sadeh Efron be Sadeh Efron makneh b'Khalifin? Sadeh Efron was not acquired with Khalifin. It was acquired with Kesa.
It can be.
Yeah, so okay, I have fine. A gear. So note that it says, like, in there it says makneh, but in the thing, or makneh, it says nikneh. Like that.
Well, I don't know if that would make it that he's saying it can be acquired. A field can be acquired with Khalifa.
Okay, like, I would just want to take out the word Ephron. Like, I would just want to say Sadin.
Well, he's saying, well, what is the significance that he says, Kaven de Gamri non miste Ephron?
That's
what
they
mean.
What's
he getting
at?
What?
We're learning about Kiddushin from the Kinyan of Sadeh Ephron.
What's implied in the Rivet's question?
That maybe there's more to learn from the Pasuk than just the Kikha of Kesef. Like, maybe there's more.
When you're reading this, he's saying we're learning out from Sadeh Ephron.
Mm-hmm.
What are we learning from Sadeh Ephron? The Kinyan for a Kiddushin, we're deriving it from Sadeh Ephron. So he's asking, if we're learning not from Sadeh Ephron, then we should also learn not from Sadeh Ephron that Khalifin can work.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the fact that what?
Despite the fact that Khalifin can work with Pako Mishavet.
With Pako Mishavet Prutu, why does that bother us? Because we're learning out the Kinyan of Anisha from the Kinyan of Asada. So it sounds like what he's saying in the question that he's asking is that we are comparing Anisha to Asada. That's what it sounds like he's doing. And therefore the Rav is asking, if we are, then just as Kesef works, let Khalifin work. Ah, you'll tell me Khalifin works with a Pachos Mishavet Pruta, right? So what?
Okay.
Shtar also can work with a Pachos Mishavet Pruta, didn't. And once we're comparing an Isha to a Sada, then the Kinyanim that work for a Sada should work for an Isha. So why did the Gemara reject? Because the Gemara rejected Khalifin because it's a Pachos Mishavet Pruta. So what's the problem? So it's a Pachos Mishavet Pruta, but the Kinyan of Asada should work for Isha, for Kedusha. To which the Rivet answered what? The Rivet answered his own question?
Yeah, we found so.
Yeah.
The T-Rex,
and he answered. So what did he answer? You can tell me his answer, yes?
So he basically specifies what the Limud is from the Sadeh. Meaning, we learn Kiddushin to Sadeh Ephron from the language Kikha. And we don't find it discussing Khalifin. But with the Shtar, the language is Yetzi'ah.
Did someone just walk in?
Yeah.
She took the eraser.
You're kidding. Okay.
I don't know what that was. Okay.
That was very strange. Okay.
So meaning, okay, he's saying we learn Kiddushin to Sadeh Ephron from the language of Kikha, right? That language specifically, which does not apply to, and we don't find that it talks about Khalifin there, but I just realized that I'm a little confusing. But when it comes to Shad, we learn about it from not the language of Kikha, but rather the Yatsav Hatta. And therefore...
So what's his answer?
You can't say that, yeah, Khalifin should work with less than Shavet Pirutah because of a Shad. Two different limudim. Don't mix up.
Say it better. So what's his answer? Forget about a Shtar for the moment. Just focus on Khalifin.
Khalifin does not work.
Yeah, why not?
We don't learn it out from the Thal. We're learning from a Sada.
So what are we learning then?
Only the Kesef with Kikha.
Okay, that's the part to emphasize. That we're not comparing Anisha to a Sada. But all that we're doing is what?
We're just taking the kicha from the Sadeh.
The Torah said by Kedushin ki yikach ishisha, and we want to know what yikach means. We want to know, it says a man takes a woman, so how does he take? What is the definition of taking? So what's the answer? So that's what we learn off from Sadeh Ephron, because it also says there that there's a taking of money by Sadeh Ephron, and that's the limud. What is the word kicha? What is the taking referring to? So it's referring to taking of money. It wasn't referring to the taking of a suda. That wasn't the, that's not what was going on by Steyafram. It was the taking of money. So we have defined that the word kicha is money. So it's really not about the field. It's not the isha to the field. It's what kicha means. What does the word kicha mean? So then all kicha means is what?
Money.
Kesef.
Okay.
So that's why it's kesef. That's why chalifin. And for that matter, no other kinyan should work for kedushin. In terms of chalifin, the kicha does not refer to chalifin.
Well, no other kinyan could work from Zadeh Akron if the pasuk says otherwise or includes other kinyanim that move on that those were. Like ki yavo, you know, like the language of meaning. You know, I'm saying that doesn't exclude shadu bia. I'm just saying.
Well, bia has another source.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Meaning, just specifically to Zadeh Akron.
Yeah. So that's why chalifin doesn't work. And shtar, and the only reason why shtar works for kedushin is because we have a separate limud for that. And you can, when Victoria said bia works, because we have a separate limud for that. So we have separate limudim. And what's, now he only mentioned shtar. What's the limud for shtar? We don't derive from Seyafon at all. From the Yotzeh V'Hoysa. That this is a hekesh between marriage and divorce. And just as divorce is bishtar, the get. So to kedushin is the shtar. Nothing to do with the soda. Okay. And then he goes on to
Oh, I don't know if that's what you're gonna say, but so that is then. And then he says, with regard to Vayetzeh V'Hoysa, like. Shava pruta, or the lesson shava pruta is irrelevant, so therefore that's why it's fine if we use a shtar that's less than a shava pruta for kedushin.
Say it again.
Say what you were going to say. So he says that we learned shtar from Vayetzeh V'Hoysa, but that's why can we still use a shtar that's less than a shava pruta?
Yes.
Is it because with the pasuk we learn out, a shtar from less than a shava pruta is irrelevant there?
When you say irrelevant, what do you mean?
Like you can still use a shtar if it's less than a shava pruta. So too when we use it with kedushin, it doesn't matter.
What would be if we learned out shtar from Steyafra?
Then it have to be a shava pruta.
Okay, let's read that inside. Can you find me the line where he says this?
Is it from the Igam Rinan Mine?
I would start early only because it's
Deha lo chazinan shtar v'stayafon?
No, earlier. Abul shtar al korchin.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, about shtar al korchin. Kevan dechziv v'yetzeh v'haysa af agav delit le shavar pruta gam rinan le.
That means so far?
That even though it doesn't, even if it is in a shava pruta, you know, we learn that we can use shtar from the yetza.
Yeah.
Keva di yetzia ina ela b'shtar, because there isn't any kind of yetzia, like yetzia is only with shtar.
What's he getting at? Since divorce can only be accomplished with a shtar. So therefore what?
So the only haisa you could have is with a shtar, and even though there is no shava pruta in it.
Right. In other words, if we're learning out shtar kedushin from shtar gerushin, and by shtar gerushin, you don't need a shava pruta, and the whole source of shtar kedushin is from shtar gerushin. So then by definition, you're not going to need a shava pruta by shtar kedushin as well. That's all he's saying so far. Keep reading.
V'hainu d'lo gamrina n'shtar misaga.
What does that mean? What's v'hainu?
That.
And that is. And That is.
I'm laughing. I write that down. That is that we don't learn shtar from Sada.
Keep reading.
Zahalo chazinan shtar b'sada Ephron. That behold, we don't see shtar with Sada Ephron.
Well, do you?
No.
No.
Go ahead.
The igamrinan mine.
What does that mean?
And if we would learn shtar from Sada.
Yeah.
Ephron. Hava amrinan kevan d'shtar ita. Isai be pachod mishaber pruta ve isha be pachod mishaber pruta lo machni nasha lo machani nasha. But if we would have learned star from the sada, then
yeah.
If a star is less than a shaber pruta, we wouldn't want work because we can't acquire a woman which is less than a shaber pruta.
Just finish the sentence. Ella.
Ella, itzkar chinan le meleth maybe the yatsa v'haisa. Then we have to, therefore we need to learn it out from...
So this is very interesting. Could you tell me what he's saying here, that if we were to learn out a shtar from a field, from a sada...
Then the shtar would have to be worth a lisha v'pruta.
Then the shtar would have to be worth a pruta, and if it's worth pachos lisha v'pruta, then it wouldn't work. But if we're learning out shtar, I'm just repeating what he said, but if we learn out shtar, kedushin from where?
From
then, of course, then it wouldn't matter what the shtar was worth. Even a pachos mishaber pruta would be fine. And so, explain me why that's so.
How do you have a shtar that's worth shaber pruta? You write down like really fancy.
Yeah, like what if like all those ksubas are written on really nice paper with this like really pretty calligraphy?
It's funny because
like,
I feel like nowadays shtars like shtar ketubas.
You can't buy a piece of paper for less than a penny.
So
any piece of paper.
So then.
Yeah, like if you buy one of those like in like
loosely,
packs from
yeah.
Like each individual one is going to be less than a pruta.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That amalgamated they are worth more, but each
you
individual
buy a little more expensive.
But it's
paper.
Interesting because if he wants to say that if it were the case that we learned shtar from kesef, from kicha, from Ephron, right? Then it seems like he wants to say that shtar falls into the category of kesef.
It is weird.
Because then shtar isn't its own thing.
Yeah, but it can't be kesef, but then you would have thought that since a woman doesn't want a pachos mishaver pruta, then we would have extended that to a shtar as well. Isn't that what he's saying?
Oh, that like she wouldn't want a shtar that was pachos mishaver pruta.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
She doesn't want anything. She doesn't want to be associated with anything less than.
But that's only if you're learning out from stay
yeah.
From. But if you're learning the yotze b'hoisa, then the source is from a get where it can be a pachos mishaber pruta. Then the shtar kedushin would work with a pachos.
Is the original habamina that everyone is working off of is that you may think that shtar, you learn a shtar from sada.
Say again.
Is everyone assumed that you might think that you learn out shtar from Ephron? Like, why do people think that you learn it out from Ephron?
Who says they do?
No, but that's what it seems that they're working.
Who's they?
That's what Rashba seems.
So you're talking about the Rashba. So why are you?
Because I feel like in Tosfot also we had that thought.
You do one thing at a time. We're working
okay.
On the Rashba now. You got have a comment about the Rashba.
Yeah. Why would
What's
we think
comment?
That we learn out shtar from Ephron?
He's trying to say that if we were to have learned it out, he's making a hypothetical.
If
we were to have learned it out from a sada, then a pachos mishaber pruta would not work.
But why are we...
That's what he's saying. If we were to have learned out shtar from steyefa, which we don't. So he's making a hypothetical statement, right? If we would have learned out of shtar from Stay Ephron, then we would have then come back. If we would have tried to learn it from there, we would have said that we can't if the shtar is a pachos mishaber pruta. Because isha b'pachos mishaber pruta lo makanya nafsha.
But why does the shtar become more like the kesef and not the kesef become more like the shtar? So meaning it should be there really just like a shtar could be pachos mishaber
pruta. All I can think of is because the actual thing that was mentioned in the pasuk is kesef.
In
Steyafa. Kicha, yeah, my Steyafa says kesef. So Kesef, we're saying, means a Shava Pruta. So if you also want to apply a Shtar to it, somehow it has to keep that feature too of at least a Pruta. I don't understand it well, because a Shtar is totally different. Even if you learn it out from Stei Ephraim, it's like it feels that if you're learning it out from Stei Ephraim, then then it has to be worth a Pruta.
I have a question about the language. So I see behind you the E Gamrina Nine. If we do learn out Shtar, you know, Kiddushin to from Stei Ephraim,
so it doesn't work.
But shouldn't he say, or something, because we're comparing it to Kesef, then therefore, Isha b'fachad b'sherev b'rita lo mekanya nafsha. Meaning, the language is confusing me, because I don't know why he's saying, or why it's worded as, and if we do learn it from Sadeh Efron, then you should have said, just like a shtar works with, why would it work with Befachot Nishevet Pruta?
Because we know that it, in general he's saying the shtar works.
So we already have the limud of Ayatah V'Ayatah.
No. We know that in civil cases, the shtar doesn't have to be worth a pruta.
Anywhere.
In civil cases, it's true. In Gittin, it's true. But if we're going to learn out Shtar Kedushin from Stei Ephraim, then he's saying that we would have made the same thing, we would have said the same thing that the Gemara said by, what the Gemara said by Halifin.
That if it's less than a
Shabbat
Pruta,
Lomakana Nafsha. So then he's saying the same thing we would have said by a Shtar, that.
But I agree.
If it's, since it could work with less than a Shabbat Pruta, therefore the woman wouldn't want it.
Where's the limud for Chalifin in general, not only for Kiddushin? Like, how do you know in life that Chalifin works?
So that's a pasuk from Rus.
Okay. All right, we looked at that last week.
Yeah.
That's a pasuk by Rus.
Or 2 weeks ago.
This is
just thinking about this line,
because
it's so
pretty. So,
meaning, a shtar being pachot nishevet pruta is just its own rule in and of itself.
Say that again.
A shtar being pachot nishevet pruta is a rule, just bechla.
What do you mean a rule, just bechla?
Like you said, meaning a shtar will always work with pachot nishevet pruta. That's just a rule.
Yes, so the question though is, if why did the Gemara reject Chalifin?
Because
since it could work with less than Shabbat Pruta, then a woman doesn't want to publish in Shabbat Pruta.
Right.
So then he's saying that the same thing would be true if we were to have learned out what? Chalifin from Shtar, we would have said the same thing, but since a Shtar can exist with a publish in Shabbat Pruta, therefore Shtar should be excluded.
You said just now if we learned Chalifin from Shtar.
Just like if we were Chalifin from Stei Ephraim.
Oh, that if we learned Shtar from Stei Ephraim. That, yeah, okay.
Then it should be treated exactly the way the Gemara treated Chalifin. What did the Gemara say about why Chalifin was rejected?
Because it's less than a Shabbat Pruta.
But since it can work with less than a Shabbat Pruta, then it's rejected. Then he says if we were to have learned out Shtar from Stei Ephraim, then the Gemara would have said the same thing. Namely, what? Since the Shtar exists with the Papas Mishapur Pruta, therefore it doesn't work at all. But since we learn out Shtar from where, though?
That's how I thought. Then it can work with less from Shtar Pruta.
Do you understand why?
Because we have it on Lima.
So it works for Gittin, it works for Kiddushin, that's the Limu. It has nothing to do with what it's worth.
Because it works for Gittin, even though it's a Pachas Mishavar Pruta, so we have a limud, so by you have no choice.
Right.
See, by Stei Ephraim, you could limit the limud to what?
Just Kesef.
To Kesef. But if your limud is from Geb, and that's your limud, then you have to say that a Shtar works for Kedushin if it's a poch, even though it's a pochos mishum pruta. Because we learn, we have a limud from Gittin. So what the Rashba is saying is that if we were to learn out Shtar from Steyer from, then we would have, Gemara would have rejected it, just like it rejected Khalifa. Is that clear? Okay.
Just to answer your question, I think the reason that we use this language, Victoria, mm-hmm. is because the Gemara uses the same language when it discusses Khalifin. Right? It says, Hachinami Khalifin eats in the Bachot Nishabat Kuta, but each of the Bachot Nishabat Kuta, when they come in Rasha. So, like, I think that he just wants to keep consistent language.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of answer your question? I think that the Rabbi just wants to have the same language as the Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Well, he's saying the same thing. Maybe Gemara would have said the same thing.
Right. Yeah, he's using Gemara language, not his own language.
Well, it doesn't matter. The point is, he's saying that it's not a question of language he uses. The Gemara would have rejected Shtar in the same way that it rejected Khalifa.
Right.
If we would have learned out Shtar from Steyer.
Right.
The same rationale that the Gemara gave for rejecting Khalifa. What rationale did the Gemara give?
I'm not sure.
They would have said the same thing if we would have learned out Shtar from Steyer from. And then he says, "V'teirutz zeh." What's he saying here? Olo lanu teirutz. Yeah. Yeah.
Now with this teirutz that I just said, we understand. Why the Gemara did not ask that Isha should be Chazakah should require a woman.
Why? Because?
Because, I mean, just like he previously said, it's specific to Kicha.
Right. Right. And then he has a little piece for the next 6-7 lines where he mentions, and I think maybe somebody in the class mentioned this. Few classes ago. I don't remember who it was. He says, V'yesh metartzim. V'yesh metartzim to what?
Why, if the Gemara didn't suggest that she be acquired with Chazaka.
Yeah. There are those who gave the following answer as to why the Gemara never asked about Chazaka, that Chazaka should work for Kedusha. And what did they answer? Rachel, what would it be?
That since her body cannot be given over through a kinyan, a chazaka doesn't make sense.
No. You're wrong if you say it again.
That chazaka doesn't make sense in terms of kiddushin because there's no chazaka that can be done over someone's body.
What do you mean by that? Maybe you have it, but women can't be done over.
How would it kind of like, how would this kinyan chazaka be expressed?
She'll cook a nice dinner for him.
He doesn't have possession of her body.
So it's tough.
So how can you have a chazak over someone if you don't have possession of their body?
Okay, now you're saying it. That means chazaka can only work if you... We can finish my sentence.
If you own the item you're trying to establish chazaka.
Like, by a Kenyan haguf.
Like, I could only have a chazaka in a field... Because I own the field.
Right. So you can have. So chazaka only works if there's a kinyan haguf.
Can you translate kinyan haguf in English?
If you actually own the person or whatever it is that we're talking about, you actually own it as property. So I have a kinyan haguf, let's say you can say in my animals. I have a kinyan haguf in my but we wouldn't use the word guf if we're talking about
that's why I said the, but I don't think it means goof and like body, it just means like the item, like you can have it on a field.
So you don't, when you talk about a person, you don't have a kinyan haguf in that person. Now in a slave of an Evan Kanani, he's going to go on to discuss, let's assume for now that you do have a kinyan haguf. That you have a kinyan in the goof of the slave, you because you own the slave as property. So what he's suggesting is that the kinyan chazaka can only work when you own the object, whatever it is that you're trying to acquire, if you own that object as property. And since a woman is not property, therefore chazaka can't work. This is what some Rishonim answer to the question as to why the Gemara never considered chazaka for kiddushin. The answer is simply because a woman, a husband does not have a kinyan hagar for his wife, and therefore chazaka is simply out of the question. Then what happened in the Rashi?
He asked a question.
He asked a question on these. Of those who gave this answer, what was the question?
Wait, just a question for Kari. The close quote of the Ravid is Shashay Bachazaka, close quote, and then the Kasha Lee is the Rashba's question on the Ravid.
Well, the Ravid's not answering it anymore.
Yeah. What? Oh, so where does the Ravid's end?
The Ravid ended. Well, I don't know, the discussion of the Ravid ended up until Ubeterus.
Okay.
Ola Ubeterus Gamma Hashemach, and that's the Rashba talking.
Okay.
And then he says creation of hearts, and somebody else gave this answer. I don't know who it was.
Okay.
So what's the question then, yeah?
Yeshman Tafsin, what are you talking about? Because we know that an Eretz Kanani, which is a person, can be acquired.
Yes.
And so therefore, it should work with a woman.
One second, but a Nebuchadnezzar is property.
Yeah, but there's a way to be
Mekhanah his group. Good, so then that's why Chazaka works. I'm not following. You're not saying it well. Tell me again.
I almost think there's a separation. Okay. Maybe I don't understand it right. That's why I can't explain it. But I think there's a separation between the Evitz Guf and the Ma'asi.
Where are you going? I don't understand.
Okay, so then someone else should take over because I don't want to.
Who wants to try? You have your hand up. Go ahead.
maybe he's saying that even though the Evitz Kanani. So he makes the point that his goof is really only koneh when he does tibila, right? Is that what he's saying?
Give me a whole thought here, yeah.
Okay.
What are you saying?
Well, so that seems like even though the ways, I guess, that you acquire the Eved Kana'ani, like with the tibila or like with him working for you, right? Like, even though those are the ways...
With tefillah and working for you, I don't know what you're saying. I just can't make out.
Basically, what I want to say...
You went to the slave market this morning.
Yeah.
On your way to the cheap hands. Right? On your way. You had to stop by to buy a slave. Okay. And Zahava was selling slaves.
You bet.
Okay, now go ahead and tell me what happened.
Okay, so I... go to Zahava, and if I want to buy a slave, then the slave is going to need to
You're buying the slave from Zahava. So what are you doing with Zahava?
So I'm going to give her money.
What kinyan are you doing with her to buy the slave?
Oh, well,
what are we talking about?
Kinyan Chazaka.
Okay, good. Okay. You did a kinyan chazaka. Now what? So now you took the slave home.
Okay.
So now what?
So now, more still has to be done. Before I really acquire the goof of the slave.
So what have you acquired?
His work.
Okay. So when do you acquire his goof?
Once he does the tibila.
So what that means is that if it's a male slave, there's a conversion process that has to take place. In other words, when the slave was bought, the slave was simply a Gentile. Now, if, let's say, McKenna decides not to convert the slave,
she can decide
I don't know whether she, let's say she doesn't convert the slave, so then the slave remains a Gentile. And what about her? And McKenna does not own that slave as property. Then the slave is simply no different than a worker. Now, I mentioned that some of you in Chavrusha taught that if I hire someone to work for me, that's what I have on that. I don't own the person, but the maaseh, his maaseh yodayim, belong to me. What does that mean? The maaseh yodayim belong to me.
His, what he does.
Produce, what he does. So let's say if I hire someone to plow my field, so the work of his hands belong. That's what I'm paying him for. If I pay him, $10 an hour, what am I paying him for? I'm paying for the work of his hands. So I have a claim to his hands, so to speak. But I don't own his body. I just have a right to the work of his hands. So what the Rashba says is that's exactly the status of a slave at the time that he is purchased. If he was, let's say, he's a Gentile, the slave. No one ever converted him. And McKenna bought him. So all McKenna has in him is that his Maaseh Yadayim belongs to McKenna. The slave has to work for McKenna.
Mm-hmm.
But McKenna does not own the slave as property at all. Something would have to happen in order for McKenna to actually have a feeling of guf in the slave. And what has to happen is that McKenna has to take the slave and convert him. It's a quasi-conversion to Judaism. Why is it a quasi? Why do I say a quasi? Because
there's no milah, right?
No,
there is
milah. There is milah.
There's only almanas.
If it's a male, it would be milah and tevilah b'mikvah. If it were a female slave, it would just be tevilah b'mikvah.
But that's what we do for normal care.
Yeah.
But here it's like just almanas, so she'll own him.
This is a special type of gerus.
It's just that he's not obligated.
Where it's compelled. I mean, it's not that we, the way it was done is that the McKenna doesn't have to ask permission from the other to do this. So, then, now once this is done, if this conversion is done, that's what makes the kinyan haguf.
The tefillah is what makes the kinyan.
The tefillah is what makes the kinyan. Now, can you tell me what the Rashba is getting at?
So just like the owner can acquire the like the maaseh yadayim of the slave with the kinyan chazakah, why can't we say that the same thing could happen with the isha, right? That he's not going to use the chazakah to acquire her guf, he's just going to use it to acquire her maaseh yadayim. Like, he's going to benefit from anything else that she does for him.
Yeah. So the reason that these Yeshiva Tarsim gave why chazakah doesn't work is because a woman, you can't have the kinyan haguf for a woman. The problem is, chazakah works for an Eved Kanani before the owner of the Eved has a kinyan haguf in the slave. And kinyan chazakah works. When McKenna bought the slave from Zahava, she used the kinyan chazakah. At that moment, McKenna was not purchasing. It's not getting a kinyan haguf. There is no kinyan haguf yet.
What exactly does that mean when McKenna purchases the slave, the kinyan chazakah? What does she get to Zahava?
Well, she'll pay Zahava for the slave, but that's not the kinyan that we're talking about.
Right.
Let's say McKenna will have the slave carry her packages for her.
Right. Okay.
So, and that will be a kinyan chazakah.
So what exactly is his response to the Yesh Metartzen?
He's asking a kasha.
Which is?
Who can repeat it?
So that if we know by the Eved Kanani that when the owner does the kinyan chazakah, he's only acquiring the Maaseh Yadayim and not the goof of the Eved Kanani, why can't we just say the same thing for the Isha? The Gemara could have still suggested she be acquired through Chazakah, and it would be a Chazakah on her Ma'aseh Yadayim, not necessarily.
But if we see by Epikananic, the Chazak is only on the Ma'aseh Yadayim, not on the Guf, because there's no Kinyan Guf yet until after Tevilah B'Mikvah.
But there will never be that Tevilah or Mikvah or Mila with an Isha, right?
Well, the whole idea
right
is this by slaves you have this.
Right, I mean, like an equivalent. Where
no, it
come to acquire her
nothing,
fully.
Nothing.
Right.
So how does he answer this question? Already scratched this a little bit to the answer, which is... Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, you can never acquire the Kufa.
Okay, yeah, but we see that Chazaka works for Nevekanani, even though there's no Guf. I know, but tell me about Nevekanani.
Oh, okay.
Why does it work for Nevekanani? Yeah?
Because even though you're only acquiring the Ma'aseh Yadayim, you can still, there is still potential for you to acquire the Guf. Like, the Tevilah can still happen. That's exactly what she was saying. That will never happen with the Isha.
That's right. Maybe the reason why Kinyan Chazaka can work because this slave eventually can become one. A Kinyan HaGuf. You understand? So, therefore, Chazaka on the slave can work because this slave eventually can become, most likely will become, a Kinyan HaGuf. You understand? But by Anisha, like Rachel was saying, that can never happen. There can only be the best Ma'aseh Yadayim.
So you can't really compare the two?
Therefore you can't compare the two, and that's why Chazaka doesn't work. So therefore he's willing to accept this other answer as to why Chazaka can't work for a woman for Kedushin, because it can only work if the person, if there's a possibility for a Kinyan HaGuf, which does exist by Nevekanani, but does not exist by Isha for Kedushin. Then what?
He has another question.
Now he has another question. What's the next question?
On his answer, he says that when you're like, I guess, Kona and Eved Kanani through Chazaka, you like acquire his output in a sense, right? Until he does the Tefillah or Mila, and then Ed Mila, and then that's when you acquire his goof and his like entirety. So where does that come from? Is that from the Gemara Yevamah? Because that's, like, conceptually is, like, just interesting that, like, you can own another Jew, but you
it's
can't own... Well, it's an Eved Kanani that converts.
Gentile. Well, so he started off as a Gentile, but he was converting under, in slavery. It's a conversion in slavery.
So with an Eved Ivri also, then you'd be...
Eved Ivri is a Jew.
But are you Kona his goof when you
no.
are? So
the Gemara does seem to discuss whether there is such a concept, but because the Eved Ivri is more just like a laborer, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, just in terms of that answer, but we also said that with a slave, you don't have to be kind of his goof.
I understand, but it could lead to it.
So we only think that...
That's why Chazaka is can work.
Okay.
What is answer? Okay. What's next? Anybody else?
Well, we got. We were
this
confused.
Is where
we next paragraph.
Okay. Who can continue? Yeah, McKenna. What's next?
So he has two questions here coming up. I thought. But the first question is a question on the Gemara asking how could anyone have ever thought that Chalifin would work for an Isha, because it's so clear in the Gezerah Shavah itself that it's on the word Kicha, and Kicha is Kesef.
Yeah, the answer that the Raivin just gave before was that the Gezerah Shavah is about Kicha. So then why did the Gemara even have a Habamina to think that Chalifin should work? Chalifin is not Kesef. So why did the Gemara ask the question? Let's say that Chalifin should work. Why would the Gemara think that Chazifin should work?
Okay, yeah, we got that question.
So that was one question.
Okay.
And what was the next question?
Then he explains how the Gemara answers that. And he also explains how Rashi, the Gemara says, because Chalifim would work with Pachot Nishabet Ruta, and that would not work for a woman. And Rashi says, Deganai Ula. So now the Rashba has a question on Rashi. Meaning, what about a woman who doesn't care and would accept Lasa Nishabet Ruta?
That's not what he asked. What?
Meaning it's based on Rashi's answer, right? It's based on the woman's what's it called? It based on the feelings of the woman if she's not pleased with Shabbat Pruta.
Okay. So what's he asking?
Oh, meaning.
Look at his words.
I'm looking. It sounds like Shabbat Pruta is not Shabbat Pruta is not, it's not permissible because Pachot Mishabbat Pruta is not considered not good or won't work because it's not a kinyan, but rather because the woman just won't accept it.
Okay, so what? Therefore.
So what if a woman does accept it?
Accept what?
That's
not what he says.
Well, what if it is a Shabbat Pruta and she the law kept that?
Well,
what if the Chalifin can be done with Shabbat Pruta?
And then what?
And then it should work.
Yeah.
Meaning require Chalifin to be a Shabbat Pruta or more, and then it just works.
Well, not that we require for Kedushin. If you wanted to work for Kedushin, it would have to be worth a Pruta.
Correct, yeah.
That's all. We're not. So, what he's asking is, the reason that Rashi gave why Isha B'Pachot, why does Khalifa not work for Kedushin? Let's review according to Rashi what does it mean. Because the Pachot Mishab HaPrut is a Ganai. So the whole reason is because she finds it demeaning. Well, what does she find demeaning? I'm asking you, what does she find demeaning? Somebody answer that.
The amount,
how much?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what if the Kenyan Suda, what if the Suda was worth a Pruta? He doesn't ask the question, what you were saying. Tosfos did, but he doesn't ask the question. What if she's willing to accept a Pachos Mishav for Pruta? He doesn't ask it that way. Why? I don't know why. Well, I have to think about that.
Well, he seems to want to be taking the subjectivity out of it as well. Right?
Yeah, he just says, well, if it's only about Ganai,
well, then let's never make it
canonic. So then, if the Suda was worth a Pruta, then it should work. There's no denying there.
Right, because we made it above that threshold.
So just, if the whole problem is that a Pachos Mishav Pruta is a denied, fine. So then, why can't Chalifin work if it's a Pruta? Let Chalifin work with a Pruta.
The answer.
What do you want to do?
Answer the.
Oh, okay. So, what does he mean when he says, "The kevan de b'pachos mishav pruta lo nisbatlu machmas psul kniyasan elo machmas kpeidaso shel isha."
That's where we really got lost.
See that line? Yeah. What does that line mean?
Seems like he's saying that. According to Rashi, the reason that the Pachot Mishabet Pruta doesn't work is not because of like some shiur of kesef, that like that kesef has to be a Shabet Pruta, and that's why it doesn't work. Rather, it's just because of this woman's particular, like it's because of her preference.
Yeah, so is he talking about kesef or he's talking about chalif and lo nisbat lo machmas psol kneyasan?
I thought he thought he was talking about Kessa.
Okay, maybe. Or...
same, but who cares if it's not?
He's not... the Gemara's not saying that there's something inherently, intrinsically wrong with Khalifa.
It's the value.
It's about the fact that since it could work with the Pachos Mishav HaPruta, women are particular. Women don't like the fact that the meaning. They don't like a Pachos Mishav HaPruta. Okay, so a Pachos Mishav HaPruta is the meaning. But there was nothing intrinsically wrong with King Khalifa per se. It's about the fact that women find the Pachos Mishav HaPruta to be. Okay. So then, what about a Kenyan Suter where the Suter was worth a Pruta? There's nothing demeaning about that. And we never rejected King Khalifa because something's wrong with him. You know that you can't use King Khalifa, we're saying, simply because it's demeaning. So that's why he asked, so then if you keep reading, so then, ki ispuhu shava pruta de lo kapta amai lesnuhuba. You see, he's asking about a pruta. So when there is a pruta where she's not mocked against the pruta, then amai les, why doesn't it exist?
You're in the khalifa.
Yeah, why doesn't khalifa work if it's a pruta?
Work.
You know the castle works if it's a pruta.
Right.
Can we just go back to that line? Zekivan the Tachol Mishavet Pruta. Like, can we just translate that, like, word for word?
Zekivan that since the Bepachos Mishavet Pruta, if it's less than a Pruta, Lonis Batlu, they were not canceled out. Machmas, because of Psul Kaniyasa, because of some Psul in their acquisition, ability to acquire.
But rather it's because of the fact
rather
that she
it's because of her Kepeda.
Okay.
Of the woman.
Thank you.
Okay. So for tomorrow, try to do as much as you can.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Feel better.